Well, good evening, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to my world, the land of Oz. Professor Toto here late at night. I got to be quiet because Miss Toto, I took care of her and put her to sleep. And I just felt really bad because I feel like my last video was so intense that some of you didn't get the magnanimity of it. I know you didn't because you didn't share. Oh, I'm not going to wake her up, Kelly. She's on the other side of the house over there. The queen has been put to bed. Okay. I'm not going to be with you long, but I'm going to use this opportunity, this late night class, to really break it down better, what I was trying to say in the last one. And I'm just going to teach it as plain as I know how. January the 6th was always a little scary for us. Many of you are concerned. For some reason, you keep being concerned about Nancy Pelosi controlling the House. Please stop. I've taught you how many times Nancy Pelosi is powerless on January the 6th. And now the information I'm fixing to give you now, she's even more powerless on January the 6th than she previously was, which was already bad enough. Now, what I'm going to do, I am going to watch the chat tonight. Normally, when I come on real late like this, I'm not as rushed and I can talk more intimately with some of you. That's right. Michael Pence will have the gavel. Hey, Christy, all my night owls. I love all of you guys. I tell you what, y'all have been so good to Professor Toto. You have just took care of me this week. So much love. I'm so thankful. All right. So here's how it is. Mo Brooks will rise. He will write an objection. There will be no argument. A senator will write an objection. There will be no argument. But up until today, even Professor Toto did not know what would happen with two slates of electors being set to the House of Representatives. This was a move that caught every one of us completely unaware. You remember on the 14th when we were all shocked and surprised with this other slate of electors that just mysteriously showed up out of thin air. Nobody was expecting it, right? Okay. This was a chess move. I cannot explain to you how powerful it is what I'm about to reveal to you again and try to make it make sense for you. Once I go off of here, I think I put the link in the description box for the document where I'm getting this information from. It's actually from Title III of the United States Code, Section 6, which has to do with the selection of the president. You can read everything I'm telling you. Don't ever think that I tell you things just to get your attention. If I come on this camera, it's because I'm bringing you confidence in this battle, okay? I'm not here to hype you up. I'm here to tell you the truth, that our president is a genius. What he did on December the 14th was a chess move. This was not a decision made by the parties. They didn't just wake up in Maricopa County and say, hey, why don't we go cast our electoral votes? No, they got a command from headquarters. And they went and they cast a vote. A seemingly non-consequential vote. Because mainstream media, and I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't claim to be super smart, but I do believe God himself is using me and giving me knowledge and understanding that I've not even heard Jay Sekulow talk about this, and I love Jay. I've not heard anybody talk about what happens with two slates of electors. All I've heard is that it doesn't matter. They're non-consequential. They're not officially the slate of electors. It's like they don't even exist. But when I went to Title III and began to read, I found out how much they matter. And let me tell you what will happen with two slates of electors and why this was a chess move. 1 o'clock, January the 6th, Mike Pence will take the gavel. He will be at the dais. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, everyone else will submit to his authority on that day. Four tellers, two for the Democrats, two for the Republicans, will bring in the votes that are sealed in a mahogany box that hails from the 1900s, the early 19th century, sorry. They will open it. Mike Pence will pull them out, begin to read off those numbers by state. Whenever he gets to, probably the first one on the list would be Georgia, I would think. Okay. Keep in mind that Georgia, all of the battleground states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, have all sent in an opposing set of electors. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not without precedent. It's happened before, very rarely. But your section, your Title III of the United States Code, tells you exactly what will happen when these two slates pop up from these five states, okay? It basically says that a decision will have to be made if a slate of electors is sent by two government entities. In this case, the executive branch, the governor of those states, and the legislative branch, which is the legislature of those states. When you go read page 8 of that PDF file that I gave you a link to, you're going to see that immediately the House of Representatives, they must vote by delegation on which slate of electors to accept. Now, this is not going to be a hard choice because in Title III, it tells them who to accept. They have to accept the legitimate tribunal of the state. That's the word you're going to read in Title III. You're going to read that they must look and determine which set of electors is from the legitimate tribunal of the state. There's only one tribunal in a state. It's the state legislature. All of these legislatures have written letters to these House members saying, we defy the fake slate of electors. They're coming to you from a non-constitutional authority, the governor. We, the legislature, are the only constitutionally mandated authority. We have plenary power, absolute power, over the vote of the Electoral College. And this is the legitimate slate of electors. Now, one or two things is going to happen. There's either going to be a knockdown drag out like you've never seen in the House, or they're going to have to call on the Supreme Court to help them decide who is the legitimate authority in that state. Ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court, this is one case they cannot reject. It will set precedents. They must accept it because now we have a constitutional crisis. And without Donald Trump's chess move, we wouldn't have a constitutional crisis. We would have a political crisis. But I want you to think, if you are sitting in the Senate and the House. Which position would you rather be in? Position A, voting to reject the votes from a state because you think there might be fraud? That's position A. Or position B, how would you like to be given a choice, an out, if you will, to choose one or the other? Which choice do you prefer? Reject the vote or choose the vote? See what I'm saying? According to this article, the House must choose the legitimate slate of electors. And guess what? When you read page 8, you're going to find out who the legitimate slate of electors must come from. The tribunal of the state. Good stuff, right? Now, so why would it go to the Supreme Court? We've all been wondering where the Supreme Court might fit into this. I've told you from the beginning, they won't decide the election, but they could be useful in deciding a certain legal matter that would help the House decide. So immediately, they would file a motion with the Supreme Court 9 times out of 10, unless they just decide to vote right then saying, hey, we know who the legitimate slate is. Remember, the Republicans lead the House. Now, many of you keep commenting, how can we trust the Republican delegation? It's very simple, folks. Very, very simple. 92% of the Republican Party that voted these legislators in are Donald Trump supporters. These guys are voted in to represent that 92% of their party. It would be a total political suicide for them not to vote for Donald Trump at that point. And why? Because now they have an out. Before the second slate of electors, they did not have an easy out. They would have had to vote to reject people's votes. But now they don't have to vote that way because of Donald Trump's chess move December the 14th. Now they can say, well, we have a letter here from the state legislature telling us they didn't authorize the Democrat slate of electors, and they are saying there's fraud. So yeah, we vote to accept our party's slate of electors. Remember, guys, these Republicans, the last thing they want is to be a minority in the House and the White House. And I mean, really? So just use your mind. Yes, there's rhinos. I agree. But there's a few rhinos you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about Mitch McConnell or Mitt Romney because they will not vote for the president. See, only the House will vote for the president. I hope that makes it easier for you to understand. So when the Supreme Court rules, they will rule for the legal, what the Constitution says has the authority over those slate of electors. No doubt the legislature, everybody knows that. Every Democrat knows that. That's why Nancy Pelosi told Joe Biden that the House would choose the president this year. Okay? So hopefully that helps you understand we're in a better position today for the January 6th face-off than we were if Donald Trump would not have made that chess move. I'm going to look at some of your comments and see if I can help you tonight. I love you, Erica Berry. Patriot Stan, amen. Sing, Brother Shane. It's too late to sing, darling. It's both the House and the Senate. Hold on. I'm trying to see. Will the Senate definitely vote for Pence? Yes, I'm sure. 100%. Professor. Okay. Why is Mike Pence there? Not Pence. Okay. Bonafide Truth. What a great question. All you have to do is go read that what I've posted here, that link, go read it and start at about page 6 or 7. And it tells you plainly that on that day that the presiding officer is the president of the Senate. And Mike Pence is the president of the Senate. He will oversee the entire, and get this, everybody, according to the Constitution, there is no president elect until the president of the Senate declares it to be so. So I don't know. January the 6th is going to be a day, let me tell you. Okay, I just use your knowledge. Well, thank you. saying you can't find the link. All right, if you can't find the link, I may not have put it in. I will do it as soon as I get off of here. Okay, somebody said, I'm so confused. Hold on. I heard the House votes by seats only delegates. Okay, this is a great question. Everybody's confused about this. The Constitution says when voting on the electors, that vote is done by delegation, one vote per state. Well, when you come up to the two slate of electors, you are what? Voting on the electors. So it's one vote. Now, it could get a little tricky if we are voting to reject the only slate of electors that we have. Now, if Donald Trump wouldn't have made this chess move, this is a possibility. The state, the Senate could have gone to the Senate and voted for the Republican or to reject the fraudulent electors. And the House could have gone and perhaps voted one, you know, one person, one vote. And we could have had a problem. I believe that God would have still took care of it some way, somehow. But now we're not having to vote to reject. Do you understand? All we're doing is we're calling on a vote for the legal slate of electors. That's one vote per state. Okay. Did the Michigan GOP electors cast their vote? Indeed, they did. They did it outside of the House, but they cast it and they've mailed it already to Washington, D.C. Why is Romney not a concern? Great question. Because he doesn't vote on the president. Only the members of the House, the 450s odd members of the House. The senators do not vote on the president. Okay? Do you trust this vaccine? I don't get into the vaccine stuff. Any updates on the situation in Washington, D.C.? Barricades. Yes, I have a friend that lives there. He says they are barricading like crazy. The EO on the 18th, I'm not sure about that. I'll find out for you. I'm on the East Coast getting slammed with snow. Well, Cat Paul's wonderful. You can have it. I'm down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast where it's about 60 degrees tonight. Any other questions before I let you guys go tonight? Somebody just shared the link to the document. Kamala has not resigned. That is a good point. Obama resigned just a few days after his election from the Senate. We don't know why Kamala's holding on to hers. Kamala hasn't resigned. Let's see what makes up the delegations. Great question, Fomas. So the delegation is basically a snapshot of your local legislature and Senate. Just like, so you get two senators, but your House is pretty much a makeup of all the districts of your state. So let's just say you've got 200 House members. Well, not that many. Let's just say you've got 40. Let's say you've got 40 House members in Washington, and 25 of them are from Republican districts, while 15 of them are from Democrat districts. The conglomerate whole of that state would be what? Republican. Now, overall, the House has many more Democrat members, but not states, you see.